even in Tulsa. Don't forget, we have an agricultural background, this whole state. Even these departments.
I called on the county agent here, only to learn that he's on vacation. And his assistant wasn't in. But I'll go catch another informant tomorrow. I want to get two from Muskogee, I think. I can only get 50. Well, I'll not bore you with this stuff. What do you call the thing that you bake out of fruit? A pie with no bottom crust.
Copper.
And if you make a pudding or something, you may prepare something to pour over the top. Maybe a bread pudding or something. Do you eat that with anything on it, or just straight rice pudding?
You mean a meringue? Is that what you mean?
Well, this would be rather solid, wouldn't it?
Solid?
Well,
Did you say solid?
Yeah, maybe you take some milk and some eggs and some flour or something, and a little sugar, and mix it up so that it could be poured over this.
Oh, well.
I
do that.
What do you call that when you get it all mixed up?
Call it anything. It all unites to be the pudding.
Well, I was thinking, this is another one of those that I don't have much success with. This would be something that you'd pour over it, put it in a bowl, serve it, and then you'd pass around the pitcher with the stuff in it.
Oh, you mean cream?
Well, maybe cream, or maybe...
Or a sauce?
Yeah, that's it, sauce.
Well, I don't make a sauce on bread pudding or rice pudding.
What do you use sauce on?
On very few things.
Well, if I wanted to...
I mean, as a dessert? Usually, if I have a dessert, I would sauce. About the only thing I would use sauce for would be ice cream.
I have to find a better context to get that one. What do you call food that you might eat between meals?
Snacks.
And if you're going to eat between meals, you say I'm going to
snack.
And at 6:25 tonight, you did what?
Sat down to eat. Usually I wash the dishes.
And by 7:15 you had?
Finished the dishes. And finished the meal.
What do you do in the morning when you get up and go in the kitchen? First thing.
Open the windows.
Second thing.
Put on the coffee pot.
And if you're having a formal dinner beside each plate, you'll have you'll have your silverware and your napkins and a cup, and then up here for drinking
goblet, water goblet.
Now this is a special one. What about just every day if you're just having a regular meal?
Water glass.
Have you ever heard a goblet called a gobbler?
No.
It's fairly common in, let's see, I think I got that in the Southwest. Surprised me, I didn't expect it there.
You just call turkeys that.
Gobbler, yeah. One of your little boys comes in here with a glass and drops it on the floor and it shatters it, you say, all right, now you dropped it and you have
broken.
And if someone brings you a glass of water and turns around and then when he looks back he finds it empty, he says, what did you do with it? You'd probably say, I
drank that.